The man's eyes are a striking green, almost like emeralds with no pupils. They look unnatural. A dead giveaway that he's not human. He's wearing a green plaid shirt, unbuttoned over a snug white tee. His jeans fit well, emphasizing his solid build. My mouth falls open. He frowns slightly and cups my chin with his large hand, examining me closely. He smells like the forest, pine and fresh wood. I relax a bit. His hand is rough against my skin as he tilts my face, checking me over with focused eyes. "You're healing well," he says. His breath smells like mint and pine, making me feel lightheaded.
What?
I stammer, staring up at him. He smiles, showing perfectly white teeth. His canines are sharp, more pronounced. I swallow nervously.
"What were you running from, Tamara?"
he asks, pulling me from my daze. My name brings back memories, always spoken with irritation. I push against his hard chest, but it's like pushing steel.
"It's Tammy,"
I snap, trying to free myself. He doesn't let go, just stares at me for a moment. He chuckles.
"I suppose Tammy will do for now, but I'd prefer to call you my little kitten. You're feisty. I can smell it on you."
I push at his chest again, and he laughs.
"You are not calling me your little kitten, and I'm not feisty,"
I snap back, pushing at him again.
"Now, will you let me go, please? I'm fine."
He lifts me from his lap and places me beside him on the edge of the bed. Turning, he pulls a tray full of food onto his large lap. I quickly climb off the bed, my legs still wobbly as I steady myself. He glares at my sudden movement.
"Get back in bed, Kit. I mean Tammy," he says, correcting himself. "You still need rest. Your body hasn't fully recovered yet."
I shake my head and scan the bedroom for my belongings. "Where are my things? How bad is my car? I need to find my phone to call my insurance company," I say, looking around the room. His hand grabs my wrist, yanking me back onto the bed. I land roughly on my back, the mattress bouncing under me.
"What the hell?"
I snap, trying to sit up, but he pushes me back down.
"I said your body needs to rest."
His dominant tone makes me stiffen. The last thing I want to do is anger this man. As soon as he feels my body relax against the mattress, he removes his hand from my belly. I sit up slowly, scooting away from him. He places the tray in front of me.
"I didn't know what you like to eat, so I had Cade bring a little bit of everything," he says.
Who's Cade?